USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Representative Matt Gaetz on Tuesday night said a former Department of Justice official attempted to shake his family down for $25 million by blackmailing him with sex trafficking allegations.
What is happening is an extortion of me and my family involving a former Department of Justice official. On March 16th, my father got a text message demanding a meeting wherein a person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away. Our family was so troubled by that, we went to the local FBI. And the FBI and the Department of Justice were so concerned about this attempted extortion of a member of Congress that they asked my dad to wear a wire, which he did, with the former Department of Justice official.
Gaetz identified the former Department of Justice official on Fox News as David McGee, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Former Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan is reporting Border Patrol agents have apprehended more than 150,000 illegal border crossers during the month of March. Dr. Mike Vickers tells Americans for Limited Government their encounter with Chinese illegal immigrants.
We had a group of Chinese come through. They did not have a Mexican coyote or anybody leading them. They were actually leading themselves, and they were about 8 or 10 miles off the highway. They did have some kind of a navigation device. They'd be looking up at the stars, and they sat there and chatted for about 30 minutes. And they didn't know we were there, but they were videoing them, and they took pictures of them and looking at them with a thermal, and all of a sudden they pack up and take off, headed north. Well, we got the Border Patrol out there, but they did not catch them.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said data suggests fully vaccinated people do not carry COVID-19. On Monday, the CDC released a study of 4,000 frontline workers which showed that mRNA vaccines were 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 infections, even the asymptomatic kind. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Mount Rushmore in South Dakota has been closed till further notice. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling high winds and heavy smoke near Keystone, South Dakota, as wildfires force the closure of Mount Rushmore. Travis Bushman of the U.S. Forest Service gives us this update.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is closed and will, remain closed. We evaluate it really on a daily basis, but it's closed primarily because the fire has directly affected the two main access roads into the into the memorial.
The wildfire is burning in heavy dead and downed timber, with the National Weather Service estimating winds today gusting up to 55 miles per hour.
March Madness is set for men's college basketball. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. Gonzaga will be the third team since 1985 to take an undefeated record into the Final Four, with the last team to win it all with a perfect season being the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And UCLA will go from the first four to the final four. The Bruins defeated Michigan 51-49 in the East Regional Final. With the win, they become just the second double-digit seed to knock off a one seed and a two seed en route to the final four. LSU also accomplished the feat in 1986.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.